From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. Depending on where you are in Southwest Florida, you may have seen some lingering smoke this week, but no matter where you are, you almost definitely smelled it. I spoke with North Collier Fire's Assistant Chief Eloy Ricardo today about the still smoldering fire at Environmental Turnkey Solutions in Naples. So this is the same mulch fire in Golden Gate Estates we're smelling, what, 2 weeks later?
Yes, there's still residue from the smoke that's from the operation mitigating out there in ETS, or Environmental Turnkey Solution, incident that started on April 15th.
So what are some of the causes of mulch fires?
Well, the mulch fires are, you know, they're private businesses. Mulches, it's really regulated by piles and debris. And the reason the mulch fires occur, it could be lightning strikes, it could be poor maintenance of facility best practices. There's a multitude of things that could be contributing to a mulch fire.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard that they can start spontaneously.
Well, if decomposition and building heat could cause enough. That's why one of the requirements is to monitor the temperature readings in your mulch, and then you're supposed to move it around or recirculate to aerate it. And what happens is, if you don't do that, it could be underneath, not on top, you won't see it, but inside the mulch, there could be gaps and there could be actually fire burning.
Are these types of fires common?
In these facilities, they are. They happen, but they're mitigated. The goal is to try to prevent them. They do happen, though. It's not unique just to this facility.
So when they do happen, do they pose the same amount of risk as a typical brush fire?
Brush fires are a little different. Brush fire landscape is different. Brush fires are open. There's a caveat that in the mulch, we know what materials exactly is coming in there. We know what material is burning. In a brush fire, we could estimate what's being burned. We're trying to prevent fire reaching the urban interface, which is the homes and where people are at. There's just different risk in a brush fire compared to a mulch fire.
How many have occurred of the mulch fires at this site particularly?
From North Collier's involvement, we've had 3 mulch fires at Environmental Turnkey Solution.
How involved is North Collier Fire in fighting this blaze now?
We went in there, and we were in there about 3 or 4 days on a 24-hour cycle until management was able to take over the site with their resources, because we need their resources to assist in these mulch fires, because they are the ones with tractors and specific equipment to break down that material. We did shut down the facility from allowing more material to come to the facility because we have to mitigate the situation. We've been working by supervising, by going out there every day and seeing their progress.
And as we speak now, I am sitting in a studio an entire county away that smells like the inside of a meat smoker. So yeah. Why is it that mulch fires seem to smell so much stronger than brush fires?
So one of the interesting things, there's a lot of nuisance. The smoke creates a hazard in the morning, especially it acts like fog because the humidity brings it down and it banks down. In our district, we had 4 brush fires going on at the same time that occurred maybe an hour in different locations. It's so dry in Southwest Florida right now that anything could start a brush fire. The smoke that we're seeing is the residue of course, the fire and the mulch that's being dissipated. It's down to 20% smoke production from a week ago, so we're down almost to the extinguishment now. But we have a fire right now in the Everglades in the federal lands that has been 7,000-plus acres that has been burning for over a week. We haven't seen the smoke here in Southwest Florida because it was heading out east into the Broward County area. The wind shifted, and we started getting that mixed up with the mulch, and that's you're seeing it all the way into Lee. Charlotte had a brush fire that we started seeing smoke from, too. So it's just a shift change of different wind conditions every day. I would say that the smell and smoke will start dissipating in the next couple of weeks here.
So what are some of the side effects of smoke inhalation?
Well, if you have respiratory issues, and especially in your eyes and stuff, it might affect your breathing if you have existing respiratory issues. It might make it harder. So the county here in Collier County, the fire department, we've told people to, if you can, stay indoors. It's more of a problem in the morning than later. If you notice, in the afternoons, it starts getting a lot better. But in the morning, it's the worst part.
North Collier Fire Assistant Chief Eloy Ricardo, thanks for talking with me.
Okay, no problem.